gospel of Jesus Christ is still true today. And in Luke's gospel, the angels came with this message, and it's a message for all of us today. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, and this will be a sign. Do not be afraid. Good news has come. And our first hymn is that hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And we have a real treat today. Well, we've got a real treat all morning as we see the Nativity as pre-recorded by the children, and it is superb. But also, our worship group have been working hard, and this is one of their recordings of a hymn, O Little Town. Church service or not, God loves to hear from you. Let's be quiet before God. Lord, as we wake up today in London in a very different world, as we come to try to understand the new tier 4 and what it means to us, as we try
Good morning, church. It's so lovely to see you all with us this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are about to show you the first of today's videos, which are going to be telling the story of the Nativity. You're going to see voices and also pictures of the retelling of the story, and there will also be narrations from the children as well as the story continues. I hope you enjoy it.
World must be enrolled. Let no one fail to heed. The world was quite mixed up, you see, and no one seemed to know how many people were there and what taxes did they owe. All through the land, the rich, the poor, the young, the very old, all travelled to their towns of birth so they could be enrolled.
So he was to Bethlehem. A man named Joseph went to list his name and see how much he owed the government. Beside him, Mary travelled too. Not once did she protest how long and hard or how much she needed a rest. In Bethlehem, they found a house where Joseph's cousins lived. And when his cousins saw them there, he seemed a bit confused.
We weren't expecting you. All the rooms are filled with granddad, granny, Uncle Zed and Auntie Sarah too, Brother Petey, Sister Sue and our six kids as well.
When Joseph told him quietly of gentle Mary's plight, that she would have a baby soon, perhaps that very night, his cousin stood and rubbed his very bearded jaw.
I'll have to make some room somehow. You are family after all. The only space left is there upon the straw.
So the two of them unpacked at once and settled down to rest, not caring that they couldn't have the biggest and best. And dawn's darkest fright at last upon the little town. The talker said quickly, his face seemed alight, as if God had shone his presence so bright, Joseph said softly.
It's Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring to an end fear and hatred, darkness and sin. God gave light to let his love in.
Than normal. They were often noisy and never too formal. They were always eating or else they were sleeping. The stable required continuous sweeping. But on Christmas night they were strangely in awe at the sight of the baby and all that they saw. It's as if they were aware that God had just hushed them.
I had fed and watered and carefully brushed them. They knew, I believe, that God had been able to work a miracle there in that stable.
Silent night, oh. Particularly when we think this Christmas of the gift we light this candle and remember how once in the midst of the ordinary, a messenger of light declared that God's salvation was dawning. Still stunned by the faithful example of one young woman's "Let it be to me," we offer ourselves in awestruck anticipation of what our living sacrifice might yet become. Let these simple flames of light each be our reminder of the profound potential of ordinary lives offered in service to the Most High, God's purpose accomplished in the midst of human frailty, not because we suppose that this world's salvation can be wrought through our endeavour alone, but as those who have seen God's miracle of grace, we believe that in these broken vessels, God's rich treasure can reside. Ours is the joy of knowing that even in the midst of human struggle, your kingdom still comes and salvation still dawns. And though the road may at times be hard and demanding to travel, its purpose and destination are always secure.
at a time, Lord, of fear. A time, Lord, of so many questions. We want to today, Lord, start by giving you praise and thanks for even the creation of us. Each of us are made in your image. Each of us are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, you made us and you know us. So many of our friends, indeed, so many people who are connected to this church are suffering from COVID. Lord, we want to pray for their healing. We pray for the healing for those in this church who are suffering and have gone down with COVID over this last week. We want to pray for all those in this town. We want to pray for our hospital, for Queen's Hospital. And Lord, we pray for all the staff who work there. Particularly pray for those members of this church who faithfully day by day go to work in the Queen's Hospital, including the intensive care. Lord, we pray protection upon them. And Lord, as we with despair heard the news of the new restrictions we face in this area in London, Lord, we want to thank you for the scientists, for the experts who look at the data and try to work out what the best thing to do, Lord, is. We pray for them. We pray for our politicians. We pray, Lord, as they have to make difficult decisions that are not popular, that you will uphold them and strengthen them. Lord, give them wisdom beyond their understanding. Thank you, Lord, for all those who have worked hard for that vaccine. And we thank you, Lord, that that vaccine is now being rolled out and will bring an end to this pandemic and help us to get back to some kind of new normal. Lord, we pray for the logistics of getting the vaccine out and circulated around the population. And Lord, we do pray that you will give those who are doing that wisdom and protect the staff who are giving the injections to so many people day by day. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will help people to see truth and not to believe all that they read on the internet about the difficulties. Lord, we thank you for our nation. It is a nation where testing is so vaccine will be taken up and that we will have immunity very soon. Lord, as a nation, we continue to pray for the Brexit negotiations. And Lord, we pray for a breakthrough that will enable businesses to not have yet another jolt. Lord, we pray that you will just be with the negotiators, and Lord, we pray for a breakthrough in those negotiations, that a trade deal can be done. And Lord, as we pray about the economy, we pray for all those businesses who are frightened about their future. We pray for those whose jobs are at threat or who have recently lost jobs. And Lord, we pray that strategies will be found to save as many businesses as possible. Those new businesses that will want to set up, Lord, give entrepreneurs real skills to find new ways of employing people. And Lord, for those who have faced Christmas fearing debt, we pray your hand upon them. Lord, as this week comes,
don't often see angels in flight, but on the first Christmas they lit up the night. They appeared to the shepherds and boy were they scared.
Angels, angels, angels.
Will any lives be spared? Are they here to destroy us? Is our time on earth up?
Have we seen our last day?
Have we drunk our last cup?
But peace on earth, goodwill to all, was the angel's sweet song that was their call. With a light show that dazzled all who did see, the angels hallelujahed and sang out with glee.
To Bethlehem, shepherds, to Bethlehem,
the angels directed.
To see Jesus the Christ, whom God has perfected, go and worship the Lord and follow his ways, and you'll find Christmas joy for all of your days.
They were scared and stunned.
Too much hard work or too much hot sun.
That's what they thought. That's how they explained. Confused and afraid, they loudly complained. But the angel's song calmed them, and then they believed. They rejoiced when they knew, and they were quiet, relieved. They went to the stable and worshipped the Lord. Then they left and began to spread the good word.
So our next carol is Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy, and you're going to see some familiar faces as well singing along, so let's enjoy this carol together.
Thank you.
men saw where the baby was born. The wise men saw where the baby was born. And they saw that his name was Jesus. He came from the glory. He came from the glorious kingdom. He came from the glory. He came from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer.
I'm here today with Candice. Greg and Candice moved to Romford about a year ago, and they've been at RBC for about just over a year. Have you settled in well into church life at RBC, Candice?
Yeah, I mean, not long after we moved to Romford, we was keen to find a new church, and we were sort of having a research, and this church came up. And I think what I really liked is everyone really friendly when we came in. So I think that's the most important thing, that when you start a new church, you're a little bit nervous about new people, you know, making new relationships and stuff. So I think that really helped with settling into church, with people being friendly and just being very welcoming. So
yeah. And in that time, you had a baby this year, didn't you? A little girl. Remind us, what's her name?
Yana.
Oh, beautiful. And what was it like for you, like having a baby during lockdown? Must have been a very different experience in so many ways. So tell us what that was like.
Oh, yeah. So Jan is now 9 months. So time has definitely flown. But when Jana was born, a few days later, the whole pandemic hit. And, you know, the first lockdown, schools were shut and we couldn't see anyone, you know, just like everyone experienced. And it was a challenge. I think the thing is, it's like when you have a newborn baby, you have a vision that everyone's going to come round, you know, that you're going to be able to see your friends, that you're going to be able to see your family. But that wasn't the experience. But I think in the midst of it, we were just so thankful for Gianna that she is, you know, a beautiful gift from God. And anyone that has a newborn baby, you're just so in awe that you have this new life. You're constantly looking at, you know, you're like, I should be sleeping, but actually I need to look at her, you know. So I think for us, we, you know, even in the midst of it, it didn't take away from the beauty of having our daughter and the beauty of having our first child. I think we're kind of a little bit in a baby bubble, if that makes sense, especially when you're a newborn and you're kind of, baby's waking up every few hours. So it's like, I think, you know, having a new baby is an adjustment anyway, right? So you're always going to have that adjustment. But during a pandemic, obviously it was different, and, you know, it wasn't anything that we expected. But, you know, we had our parents constantly on FaceTime. Constantly sending us messages. We had so much gifts coming through, you know, through the post, which was lovely. And I'm so, so thankful that my husband was with me for the whole 3 months. So he didn't go to work. It wasn't just the normal 2 weeks. And I think for us, we just had to be a team, you know, we had to be a team together and just make sure that, you know, we pulled together and we didn't necessarily have the normal family coming in as you would when you have a newborn baby. But when I look back, I'm so thankful that I can see how much God was with us in that time. And I'm just super thankful and that we were able to just pull together and even in the midst of it, still enjoy having a newborn baby. So, yeah. Challenging, but beautiful at the same time.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we are heading towards Christmas Day. We're in the thick of the season. It's obviously going to look very different for so many people this year. But I wanted to ask you, like, what message does the Christmas story give to you? What is it that you think of when you think about, you know, the birth of Jesus?
I think hope, you know, that is our hope. I think even in the midst of everything that's going on, we cannot take away from who God is and who Christ is in our life, and the fact that he's the one that protects us, he's the one that keeps us. And it's really hope. And I think what's interesting is actually the evening before I gave birth to Jenna, we actually watched the story of Mary. And yeah, it's so interesting. And I remember watching and thinking, wow, she's carrying the Saviour, she's carrying Christ, but she doesn't even know where she's going to give birth. You know, she didn't know until the last minute. And I think the beauty in that story is, God, you may not get everything that you want, right? But God will always provide what you need. And I think that is, for me, you know, in my situation, our personal situation, may not have had family right there when we wanted, but God was with us and he did provide everything we need. He did give us wisdom with Gianna, with a newborn baby. So I think definitely hope, and the fact that God is faithful, even in the situations that are out of the comfort zone, don't make sense, you know. And finally, Mary did give birth in a barn, you know. It's like, how, do you know what I mean? I think we have a picture and a vision of what we want as people, and we kind of envision, okay, this is what this is going to be like, and we have all our expectations. And I think sometimes when we take that away, we can get a little bit sort of disheartened. But I think if we focus on the fact that God is always faithful, we can see that actually he's with us in the midst of it. So that is a beautiful story, and I think it's just full of hope, and you know, the fact that God is faithful. So yeah, I definitely think take a lot from it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you. That's so this is your first Christmas as a three. Yay. And that must be so exciting. And that, does Gianna have any idea of like kind of what's going on and seeing the tree in her living room and things?
The part of her, she's trying to take all the presents from the tree and open them. I think she must know. She's like, oh, that wasn't there yesterday. You know, we have this tree which is towering over her, which she tries to sometimes pull down. You know, we read to her, or we tell her the story of the nativity book, and we communicate to her. And you know, babies are so much more smart than we think. They're definitely listening.
Very true.
So yeah, we're just going to enjoy that experience of, you know, Jana's first Christmas, and you know, communicate that to her and enjoy that time. And yeah, I think, you know, I just can't believe how quickly time has gone. So I think that for me is a big message, to just embrace every single step, because yeah. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be lovely to see some family where we can, and most importantly, just to see, to have Gianna just enjoy. So yeah, it's going to be a lovely time for us.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, Candice. Okay. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And yeah, and we'll be praying for you as well as we head into 2021 with you, for you and for Greg and for obviously little Gianna as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, a message of hope. We're talking about hope. We had a video that talks about joy. I know that things have not worked out how we would have hoped for at this current time, but so much in there that Candice talked about how nothing about the Christmas story was meant to go according to plan, but yet Jesus still came, Jesus still saved, and Jesus still saves now. And I think that is so important for us to hold on to, especially in this incredibly turbulent
driving home for Christmas this year. Then you have those other songs like It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Well, maybe not this year. And Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. And all these songs are communicating that Christmas is a joyous, trouble-free time. There'll never be any trouble. But let me ask you honestly, is that what you're experiencing this season? Are you experiencing no trouble? Probably not. Maybe personal problems are keeping you from experiencing the joy of the season. For many, it's like one crisis after another, and they're running over us. And at lunchtime yesterday, we had all our plans. By tea time, they all had changed. It's hard, maybe, to have a holly jolly Christmas. Many are working so hard that there's no time for sitting around the fire roasting chestnuts. And maybe you're just exhausted, wondering how will you ever get to Christmas. And we're full of disillusionment this Christmas. It's you know, all hyped up, but this year it's not what we have planned. Bring back the olden days. Well, maybe there will be some things normal. There'll probably still be a fight in Albert Square. There'll still be the Christmas Day speech by the Queen. And don't worry, Call the Midwife Christmas special will be happening. But there was no midwife on the first Christmas. Nobody to call. And maybe this year we're going to learn more about the original Christmas than ever before, because that was full of problems. You remember the story, that first story. Mary got told by an angel she was pregnant, she was going to have a child, and he was going to be the Son of God. And yet she was a virgin. How was she going to tell her fiancé this news? This was not what she planned for her life. This was not the cozy life they had planned. It was chaos. Joseph, her fiancé, trying to work it through. What's happened? What's happened to my fiancé? We have promised so much. Has she let me down? Can I believe in God? And as he came to terms, oh joy, the government calls a census. Don't governments change the rules last minute? Just as they got everything planned, the census has got, they now have to go on a journey. Lucky them. All the way to Joseph's hometown. Why? To be counted. And they traveled. And they had booked ahead. You couldn't do that in those days. And the only place left was a stable, the back of an inn. Yes, the pub was open. But they only had this room at the back. It probably would have scored 1 star on TripAdvisor. But it was 1 star that led this story to develop. As the wise men, the magi, whatever you want to call them, traveled from the east. And our reading this morning, read by Caleb, tells that story. I want to just pick up 3 things from it. What is it? What do you seek? You see, for us to get the most out of a Christmas, it's about what we are seeking. What do you want to get out of Christmas this year? What would make your Christmas wonderful and satisfying? Maybe it's snow. Maybe my presence to give. Men, this is the year we learn our lesson not to leave it till Christmas Eve. The shops are now closed. There's going to be a lot of hang on our faces, isn't there, men? Maybe getting the present you really hope for, that's what's going to give you a great Christmas. But the truth is, these can all lead us disappointed. And maybe this year we are set up to be disappointed. But the Magi, they were looking for the right thing. And in verse 2 of Matthew 2, it says, "Where is the one who has been born, the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come. For the Magi, for the wise men, for those who followed the star, it was the trying to find the Christ child, Jesus. That's what was going to bring them fulfillment for their journey. That's what was going to make them complete. They were looking for Jesus. Christmas for them was finding the child. They had seen the star, they had heard the messages, and they were going on. They wanted to have this glimpse to meet the child. If our ambition, if our seeking this Christmas is to not worry about all the things we have built around Christmas over the years, but to truly, truly seek Christ, I can say to you, you will not be disappointed, because Jesus is there to be found. And maybe you have never found him. Maybe this year, while everything else has gone away, like the wise men, seek Jesus. You will find there the true meaning of Christmas. The second thing is, where do you look? We learn from this reading that the Magi looked in the wrong place. They started to look where they thought humanly they would find a king. They went to the palace of Herod the Great in the capital city of Jerusalem. They went there because that's where they would believe a king would be born. Maybe if we were looking for the king in England, we'd have popped down to Buckingham Palace because that's where we think a king of England would be born. But no, God had different plans. Many families have been playing with the elf on the shelf, doing naughty things this Christmas and going around. Well, this is the star from afar that they were following. And the star from afar was taking them, but they took their eyes off the star because they put their human brain into play and started to look where their human brain told them. And when Herod heard of the birth of the new king, his jealousy sought to destroy Jesus. We too are tempted to look for joy at Christmas in the wrong place. We think that getting or giving the right gifts, we will be satisfied. We'd imagine that being with the family would be joyful. And all these things this year are not going to be there. If you are looking to those things for joy, you'll be left with disappointment. When the Magi began to look right in the right place, even their trip to Jerusalem, where they got it wrong, was not gospel, you will see that familiar Christmas story and those familiar words. But you'll also see why Jesus came, and he came to rescue us. You will find the true meaning of Christmas. Now, one of the problems we've all had this Christmas is, what do we give? What do we give? And husbands, you may have struggled most with this. Apparently, it's harder for the wives, the women, to give to men. That socks are fine. Socks are fine. But the level of joy at Christmas may be not what we give, but how much we give. The Magi, when they came, they gave three entirely appropriate gifts. They gave gold for a king, frankincense, the gift of a priest, and they gave myrrh, one for whose body was going to die again. And maybe this Christmas we need to think about our appropriate gifts to our Saviour. And let me tell you, the good news is this won't cost you a penny. I'm talking about more important things. You see, what Christ most wants this Christmas is that we give love to our family and our friends. The gift of helping those who are hurting, the gift of forgiveness to those who have hurt us. Giving these kinds of gifts will mean a truly joyous and meaningful Christmas. I'm grateful to those who have given to us as a church the gifts of their challenge, their talents. And haven't we been blessed this morning with the videos of the worship group praising and the children doing the nativity and all that goes behind it? That has taken hours and hours and hours to put together. We will never take the chaos of a normal toddler service for granted again. It's so much easier to have chaos on the day than all the planning that has gone in to this service, which we thought would be with a congregation, but even that changed. Thank you to all who have invested time and talent into that. That is part of your gift to God, and God delights in what you have given him. Consider giving him yourself, your time, your compassion, forgiveness, and give him your heart. I promise you, when you seek the right thing and you look in the right places and you plan to give the right things, you will have joy this Christmas. May God bless you and your Christmas celebrations. And it's my delight now that the nativity story is not over, but we have some more.
The star that shone brightly lit the wise men at night, to go for the hymn stable to the manger strange light. In bearing gifts and worship and love, praising God for God's wonders from heaven above. The wise men were kings and the nurse on the straw. It was the oddest things that we ever saw. If kings can bring him treasure, then maybe you too can worship with pleasure the person of Jesus who came to us all.
'Twas the very first Christmas, and there in the manger the Christ child was born. It couldn't have been a stranger. Shepherds saw angels, wise men, a star. They came to see Jesus, they came afar. They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to earth to love everyone. He grew up in time, the Saviour, the Lord. To be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored. So now at Christmas we all take delight in the gift that God gave us that first Christmas night. In the gifts we receive and the ones that we give. Let us never forget, it's in Christ that we live. Let us never forget, it's in Christ that we live. Let us never forget, it's in Christ that we live.
Christmas service. service online at 7:30. If you have a name of somebody you would like to have been read out at that service, if you could let Vicky have that name by the end of today, please. Today is the final day to do the Christmas trail, so if you would like to do a walk this afternoon around some of the areas of Gidea Park, please do check out the list of roads that were emailed out so you can complete the Christmas trail, and the deadline for that is today. The rest of our services, as I said, are going to be online. We have our carol service tonight at 6 o'clock. We also are going to have a Christmas Eve service at 11:30 in the evening to see in the Christmas morning, and then our Christmas morning celebrations will be online along with next Sunday morning and also New Year's Eve. And also some of obviously situations have changed, so we've had to send information out quite quickly, so if you could just make sure that the church has got your email address, the up-to-date one, and if you are on Facebook, just keep an eye on RBC Plus as well, because there are the places where we will be giving the information as quickly as we can possible. So I just want to say thank you as well so much for all of your understanding and patience during this time, and just if you're able to join in with some of the services online, that would be really great, so that we know that we are together online this Christmas. Thank you.
I want to say a huge thank you to those who have taken part and made everything for this morning. A great big thank you to Hannah for all the work that Hannah has done, to Steve, who has done so much in the background, and to all the young people who had to video, and then I understand video again, and thank you for your patience. Thank you, Candice, for being willing to be recorded as well. We have had a different, but I believe a very special nativity this morning. And please do join us again this evening for our carols service. It won't be by candlelight quite in the way we would normally do it, but there will be a carol service, and we will be worshipping with traditional carols. And it's a great opportunity to see some more of the new carols that have been recorded by our church worship group. And so now may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with each one of you in your homes, be with your families, and sustain you through this time. God bless. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. If you've joined with us today for the first time and want to know more about the church, on the screen right now will